You're with SBS Radio. Ta teden je 5 mladih študentov tujih jezikov prijelo priznanje na 3. tekmovanju iz tujih jezikov v sodelovanju z SBS-om. Tekmovalo je približno 4000 mladih iz 80 jezikov. To posebno prilogo je pripravila novinarka SBS-a Jani Blakarli. Šestletni Ayan Khan se uči angleščine le 12 mesecev, to pa je njegov 3. jezik, za urdu in paštom. Pravi, da mu je učenje jezika veselje, ker lahko prebere etikete z očetem v trgovini in se pogovarja s prijatelji v šoli. Ayan je eden izmed 5 dobitnikov letošnjega tekmovanja v tujih jezikih. Tekmovanje je bilo prvič odprto za Avstralce vseh starosti. Tekmovalci so v spisu morali napisati, kakšne možnosti jim učenje tujega jezika ponuja. Direktorica radija SBS Mandy Wicks pojasnjuje.
We had lots of entries. We had entries from every state and territory. We had individual entries and then we had whole classes enter as well. So we were overwhelmed by the number of entries. What it says to me really, I think, is that across Australia so many people are learning languages.
Ministr za izobraževanje Dan Tehan je razkril svoje izkušnje iz učenja španščine v sklopu diplomatskega delovnega mesta v Srednji Ameriki. Meni, da je učenje tujih jezikov nujno za ohranjanje regionalnih odnosov in trgovino.
The Asian region is where we reside. We have to understand the cultures of the countries that are our near neighbours. We also have to make sure that we can understand and engage with them because economically they're vital to us.
Podatki iz leta 2016 kaže, da je približno 11% študentov maturiralo iz tujega jezika. Avstralska nacionalna univerza je razglasila, da bo v naslednjih 5 letih prispevala 11,6 milijon dolarjev za učenje azijskih in pacifiških jezikov preko spleta. Dr. Nicholas Farrelly je univerzitetni nadomestni dekan na oddelku Azije in Pacifik. Meni, da se bodo nova sredstva osredotočila na manj znane azijske jezike, kot so tajščina, tetum in mongolščina.
This is an investment being made at a time when other Australian universities have struggled to sustain their language portfolios, but we're seeking to ensure that our university, with its national mandate, can not only continue to teach the languages that we've been teaching for many decades, but get into new areas.
Za 11-letno Harnip Kaur ima učenje tujega jezika drugačen smisel. Jezik Punjabi pomeni, da je povezana z družino in sorodniki ter ohranjene indijske kulture.
Yes, I went last year and I could speak Punjabi and write this so I could like communicate with other people and my relatives. It's good to know Punjabi because then I can like keep the generation going and like spread it and more people will speak it.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.